This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know we'll be back better than ever because we're committed to using our talent, our resources wisely, building a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And together, we can keep North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org. ndoilfoundation.org, bringing you this hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen, Kevin from Mississippi, joining me as a guest this morning on the program. And we are talking about what most of America is talking about. The unrest in major cities as close to us as Wisconsin. Portland has gone on for, is that 100 days now in Portland?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Over.
And with Seattle and Minneapolis and New York City and Chicago. And, I just am horribly frustrated by it all. Folks, in case you can't tell, because, it seems to me that we have a broken record sort of on each side. And on the left side, the broken record is this. Nobody cares about people of color. Nobody is doing anything for them. They're the victims, and law enforcement officers are targeting them, okay? The broken record on the other side, and I'm the LP here. I'm going to be guilty as charged. Is look at this. The reason that these individuals, George Floyd and Jacob Blake, being two of the most recent examples, have been targeted, is because they didn't listen to police. Because they had themselves in harm's way in the first place. Why was George Floyd on fentanyl? Why was he passing counterfeit? And resisting arrests and same thing with Floyd. What are you doing with two girls trying to steal their keys when you know there's a restraining order from a previous arrest warrant you have? I'm going, but you know what? Both broken records are just that. They're stuck. We're not stepping beyond that. So full disclosure, I'm built in such a way that says, what are you doing to fix this? What's your way out of this? Who could help this? And I meet a young man from Mississippi. Happens to be African-American. I happen to be a gray-haired 55-year-old guy that blabs on the radio. And we strike up a conversation. And I've learned more from Kevin in Mississippi about the culture of the black community and the problem than I ever have in any classroom or conversation from anybody else. So we continue the conversation here on the program. We welcome your input as well, and we have some of your comments by text. My big question is, how does this conversation start nationally? What prompts the breakthrough to say you're right? Because when I listen to you, Kevin, I go, you're right. You're right. I mean, people are comfortable in their trauma. They love being the victim. How do we get them out of that? How do we pull them out of that? How do we say, hey, it's not the system that's the problem. It's not the man that's the problem. It's your heart. This is a crisis of the heart. You need to recognize what this is all about. Forget about who was wrong, who was right. Let's get to the real core of the problem. So what starts that? What jump starts that? What gets that on our television screens every night or in our social media feed?
Just that very thing. The hard thing, but the people who actually have most of the screen time are the ones saying, I've been hurt, I've been victimized, I've been brutalized. Take that same individual and remind them that even they have the people that they've hurt. Even they have the people that they've victimized. Even they have the people who they've brutalized. First, take the beam out of their own eye. And then they will see clearly to remove the speck in their brother's eye. I think that so many times we focus on what goes on in other people's lives that we don't focus on what we're doing in our own. And they just need to be reminded of that. That needs to be the conversation. Whenever we have sit downs with people who are, who seem as adversaries or don't agree, you know, that's a time to find clarity. This is what we're not doing correctly. This is what I see not being done correctly for you. This is what I see not being done correctly for you. And once you start to open up about, yeah, George Floyd should not have been doing what he's been doing. You know, Jacob Blake should not have been doing what he's been doing. You know, whatever the officers, whatever was going on in their mind at the time, whether it was protecting their own, protecting themselves, you know, it doesn't matter. We come to a root, which it is a sin problem. You know, it's not a hate problem. Hate is the branch. Sin is the root. And the only thing that can rid us of that very thing is the blueprint of Christ. If that's the message that people don't want to hear, why, Scott? Nobody wants to be corrected. No one. No one ever wants to be told, hey, the way you're doing it is wrong. And I don't speak from my own opinion. I speak from the correction that I've had to receive, and I believe that you've had to receive. But if people don't want to jump on the victory train, then they'll just get left behind.
Well, they need to be inspired, and that's why I say, you know, what's on our television screens matters. What's on the top of the hour news on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains matters. I mean, in the social media feeds and everything else, and right now it's just like a circular firing squad, and there's no fix there. I would, your message is, I mean, it is profound. It really is,
uh-huh.
And it's unfortunately very hard to find in the middle of these conversations about Minneapolis or Wisconsin or anything else. So what puts it there? Do you think Donald Trump could pull it off? I totally think
Donald Trump could pull it off. Just think about it. With everything going on, and I know the person said they didn't want to talk about this, but I'm just going to make it brief. With everything going on with COVID-19, just imagine if one person came out and said there's a cure or there's a vaccine. And it was legit. People would be inspired to move to action, right? Do you think that's true?
That people absolutely. Would be it'd be bombshell news. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't get any bigger news.
But the crazy part is when you get to people's internal, you tell people that they're not living their lives correctly. If I told you if I had the cure to your lawlessness and your wickedness, would you take it? Most of us wouldn't. Why? Because we enjoy the things that we don't do correctly. We love living in our lawlessness. We love living in our wickedness. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing with that idea of say Trump's the guy that says it. Here's the problem. You know, get out. Don't quit looking to us and the system. Look at the man. Look in your heart. And here's where we're gonna do it. And they're gonna say, wow, who are you to tell us? We need to go to God. Who are you to tell us? And he should say, you're right. Yeah, you've got a point, which is why I've gotten to this point in my life. I mean, that's why I'd love to see him pull it off, because he has listened to faith leaders. I mean, we've had Paula White, his pastor, on this program said, hey, he is ashamed of every horrible thing he's done. And he's come to that realization, and that took time. But that happened about 2012. Has it happened for you at all? I mean, have you had that moment? Have you had that awakening? Have you looked inward and said, "You're right. I shouldn't be doing this," and I'm worried. It would prompt a vulnerable conversation. I think it'd be good. Larry in Jamestown, get in here and tell us what we have right, wrong, or indifferent here on the program. Go ahead, Larry.
Good morning, guys. See, there's no president that's going to fix this situation in one term or two terms. It's not going to happen. As you say, it's from the heart. It's in the heart. In the past, I grew up in North Dakota. I'm 64 years old. And a lot of people, white people, Caucasian, had hesitancies about black people. That's the way it was. You got to wipe that out. Quit that. Another thing is it's the same way with the black people in America. There's been that. But in both situations, white and black, the family structures are being destroyed, and kids are not learning to respect authority and rules.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
real problem. I got to tell you something. I hired a young black guy that came from Ethiopia as a truck driver here about 6 years ago. He no longer works for me. Matter of fact, at times I work for him. He's got five of his own trucks. He just bought a $350,000 house. He's very successful. There is no white privilege. There is no black privilege. We have opportunity in this country. We are the only country that gives us this opportunity. Get off your butt and do what you need to do. I love this man. He's my best friend. I don't see a black man when I talk to him, when I'm sitting with him, when I'm chatting. I don't see that. I see a man.
Bless you, Larry. Appreciate the call a ton. Leon wants in here next. Kevin, I'll give you first a chance to respond to that when we come back from the break. Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot tubs, swim spas, saunas, above-ground pools, pool tables, gaming tables. I'm telling you what, folks. They've got it all at Hot Spring Spas. Finleo Spa Saunas, one of my all-time favorites. Endless pool, swim spas, billiards. Come on and see them. Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is brought to you in part by DAC Diesel, one of those great success stories that I love talking about on What's On Your Mind. It's a great success story in that it is a guy who has a diesel shop, who has a lot of experience, grew up in the business, fixed diesel a lot, and, you know, he's got a shop going but doesn't have enough business. Calls us one day and says, hey, I want to tell you about my business, what I've done. Great story. A few customers come in there. starts talking about his story here on the air, and one mechanic, two mechanics, three mechanics added, and business growing and growing beyond even just Bismarck, where the shop is, but because he'll go anywhere, anytime, to help you repair anything diesel, growing well beyond that. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, too. Call for your appointment. Don't put it off anymore. Do a little maintenance. Save yourself some big bucks in a breakdown down the road. 701-258-5011. You bring it in there. He'll give you a ride to wherever you're going till they work on it. Bring it back. Great service. StackDiesel.com or call 258-5011. 258-5011. So, Kevin, Larry's comment is that you're not going to do this with one president or another president, or this is going to take a long, long time. Do you agree?
I agree. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't start.
It doesn't, and what better time than the present, given that things are as ugly as they are?
Yeah. I think now is the best time, because even though there are those who are on the front lines of all of this destruction, there are people, you know, lagging in the back that want a different route. They want a different way. They want something else. They don't want this. The problem is they have family members. They have friends who are a part of the mob, and they don't want to turn their back on them. But I think this is a good time to get a different message, to speak out loud. And if that means we only win the few stragglers that are away from the crowd, I think it's worth it. So I think trying to get this message out about, you know, not seeing people for who we think they are, but for who God created them to be, and really doing what's necessary to really get to this place of loving one another, loving your neighbor as yourself, not looking down on someone and not being a hypocrite, but also understanding that, you know, I've got things that are wrong with me. You've got things that are wrong with you. But the only person who can fix this situation is the one who we're giving you the message about.
Amazing. Leon in Fargo. I'm guessing I know which Leon this is, because there's not a lot of Leons in Fargo, especially that are patriots like this good man, guest host on this program. And your reaction to what you're hearing today, Leon?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think we definitely suffer from a sin problem, and he says it so much more eloquently than I do. I got a lot of vinegar and hostility when I speak about these things. And Kevin comes from a place, you can tell his heart's in the right place. You know, he comes from a place of love. I do too, but sometimes that's hard to communicate. One thing I want to bring into this equation is, Kevin's right, we do have a sin problem. The fact of the matter is, we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for sin, if it wasn't for sin of lust, if it wasn't for sin of coveting, of greed, like the criminality, the crime aspect of all of these say-your-name participants. All of them were involved in criminal acts. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. We have glorified mm-hmm. criminal acts in a certain segment of our population to such a point that we lionize criminals who, in the act of their criminality, suffered some consequences for those acts. And here we are today putting their names on our helmets and donating billions of dollars to an organization that could care less how the African-American community actually fares. Now, I want to ask you, Scott, have you guys ever heard of the name Tamaris Bohannon?
I don't think I have.
He is the police officer in St. Louis that was shot a couple of days ago, and he died. BLM... person, a white guy. This officer is a black officer. You haven't heard a word about.
Oh, it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. And if we go through stats and numbers, I mean, can we talk about Planned Parenthood, Kevin? What do you know? If you had to pick one thing, where the most damage to the black community, to black America, would it not be Planned Parenthood?
You're right on it. It's Planned Parenthood. But how many of these organizations do you see standing out front of Planned Parenthood clinics protesting against it? I think the only people I see out there are the people who are promoting Christ, but I don't see any organizations that are for black people doing that. I don't see any, you know, going against, you know, the destruction of the home, of going against, you know, people who decide that it's okay to, you know, create a family here, create a family there, create a family there. Like, there are so many things that we're not talking about that are actually affecting us that are within our own community rather than just the authority that's trying to govern the community. And that's what I'm saying is when I talk about how, you know, when Leon was saying that, you know, it is a sin problem, and I was saying it's a sin problem, is that we are so in love with our wickedness that when somebody tries to come in and fix that, we get upset with them for trying to govern our mistakes or trying to correct us in our mistake. Yes, we may choose Planned Parenthood. Yes, we may not have a healthy home. Yes, we reject education, even though it's the best thing for us. But then when somebody tries to come in and tell us, hey, that's not right, you need to fix that, you need to change that, we're enforcing what you should have already been doing. And then when they do that, we get upset.
But don't you think, Leon, I mean, everything you're saying is accurate, and what Kevin just saying, same thing. I mean, that's part of the argument, to say, no, here's the facts. But if you get into a, you know, here's the facts, here's my facts, again, that's a circular firing squad, rise above it to say, gosh, let's get to the root cause of the problem. Why was this, why is Jacob, Blake, going in and getting in the middle of a domestic situation with two women trying to steal keys in the first place? I mean, why was there a, you know, how did he get to that point? Don't you think that's the bigger argument that has a fighting chance of breaking through on all this?
Oh, 100%. I think. Go ahead, Leon.
Well, I was just going to mention that I think that message is resonating. If you look at Donald Trump's poll numbers, in the African American community, he's up, 17.5% in the last six national polls in the African American community. And in the Hispanic community, he's up 36%. So think about that. There are minorities are waking up. It's called introspection. You don't move forward unless you sit back and you go, hey, just like Kevin said, man, I got this rafter in my eye right now. I need to remove it and then move on to the next guy and help him remove the one that's in his.
Boy, do we ever. I love this conversation, just so you know, guys. I absolutely love it, and I think it's needed, and I think there's things we can do with it that can ultimately help this whole situation nationally. I really do. But we are out of time for today after this fascinating hour. Thank you, Kevin, from Mississippi, my good friend, my brother. I appreciate you very much, and look forward to continuing this conversation. And, Leon, thank you for the call. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, by the way. 24/7, you can call the Oasis Petroleum hotline. Somebody called and wanted me to tell you about Boat Parade near Tioga. I'll tell you about that when we come back. 855-200-1770.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. adding 428,000 private sector jobs in August, according to the just-released ADP private payrolls report. It's a huge improvement over the 167,000 jobs created in July. However, it is still below what analysts had been predicting. The Labor Department will be out with its jobs report on Friday. Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package, though Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says He's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy. And if we need to do more, we can come back.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Your mind brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And I'll tell you what, the lunches are incredible. We're closing in on lunchtime, so you might as well know that today Swedish meatballs or lasagna is being served up exit to 292 Valley City. Also Swedish meatballs at the West Fargo West Main Avenue location as well. Both of those easily accessed off of I-94. 12th Avenue Fargo location, beefy enchilada skillet. That sounds really good. Doesn't a beefy enchilada skillet? Oh, my gosh. Two sides and a bun come with each of those specials, and there's a lot of choices. Pick up some caramel rolls. You're going to love those. The cookies are fantastic. The hot stuff personal pan pizza, one item on the personal pan. You can do the pepperoni and then two cookies. Maybe eat those a little later, and then a 20-ounce drink, coffee or soda, your choice. And today, you can buy two fresh-baked cookies and get one free. PetroServe USA. Texter says, what was black or white or racist about George Floyd or Mr. Blake? Well, you'd have to ask that to the rioting, looting, lawlessness mob that believes the man, the system, and their police departments are shooting these people because they're black and they're only doing it because they're black. I agree. I don't want to see black. I don't want to see white. I mean, I think whatever your culture is one thing. I mean, if you're Mississippi and you're black, you're going to have a different culture than Scott who grew up in Montevideo, Minnesota, and is white, right? That's different cultures, but they're two human beings. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Texter says, the cause of the problem is we let Hollywood media and music mold and shape society and put policy programs to throw money at the problem that incorporated a bigger problem. Look at where the problems are. Democratic cities, democratic policies. That's a separate debate. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And I think the president's done a very good job of laying that out in this race. They want to say, there's anarchy. There's anarchy. All this unrest is because of Trump. No, it's because of poorly run democratic cities. But I think that's separate from the argument that Kevin was talking about, that you've got to get a way to break through the mess in these communities. And I think his suggestion is a good one. A really good one. Lastly, I told you that I had something from the Oasis Petroleum Hotline. That's the place where we celebrate people that are they're the buffalo. They're becoming the buffalo. They're turning to the storm. They're going into the storm, whatever it takes. And one of our listeners said, love your show. Just thought I would put this out there. There's going to be a Trump boat parade going from Beaver Bay, southeast of Tioga, to White Earth Bay, starting at 12 noon Saturday. The sad part is this was posted to Facebook, but Facebook keeps taking that down. Why would they take that down?
Well, you've seen
what's offensive about any of that?
the new terms of service thing where if they feel like it may be, you know, holding them liable, they'll just yank it. They don't care.
Well, you could say that about anything. If I have a cupcake party.
I know,
and
right?
I want you to, you know, buy my decorating tools for my cupcake party. Somebody could trip on the way in and, you know, get a bunch of frosting in their eye.
And I guess if you don't like it, then don't use Facebook. The problem is they've got kind of a, not quite monopoly, I guess, but certainly a
you know what?
Share the attention.
Screw Facebook. We don't need them.
Oh,
we
man.
Have the power of the What's on Your Mind voice.
Amen.
And they're asking us to be their voice, so we're going to be their voice. We'll be the buffalo for you. All Trump supporters are welcome. Have a boat. Join the float. Again, 12 noon, Beaver Bay, southeast of Tioga to White Earth Bay.
I got one, too, at Big Cormoran Lake this Saturday at 11 o'clock. Another one. Another big Trump boat parade going on.
Beautiful.
I wonder if they're going on all over the place.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Pretty
all
much right, are. Facebook with that one, too.
On to the next thing here on What's on Your Mind. I was going to say Congressman. Representative Kim Koppelman and Senator David Holger here to talk about Measure 2. Senator, Representative, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. Doing well.
Fantastic. I'm glad to have you guys here for sure. What is Measure 2, Kim? Start there, if you would.
Well, Measure 2 would simply restore the initial process in our Constitution for the people to initiate a measure which would amend our Constitution. And that process, as many of your listeners probably know, it has been a tried-and-true process in North Dakota for most of its history, and it really hasn't been abused until recent years. But now it clearly is being abused, and I think the recent example that might be in most people's mind is what happened with Measure 3 this year, and people began to really understand, some who had signed the petition and others who were simply just trying to dig into the measure and figure out what it said, that they were being deceived. They were being told it did one thing that sounded really good, and it had a lot of junk in it that most people would oppose, and that caused a lot of justified concern. This would simply take the process back to what it originally was in North Dakota, which is that rather than allowing these out-of-state radical special interests to come in, you know, supported by out-of-state millionaires and put things on our ballot that's, you know, by basically deceiving us and spending a lot of money on advertising campaigns to do that, and then people get in the voting booth and they see maybe a line, maybe a sentence, maybe a paragraph at the most to describe what might be a voluminous document of, you know, dozens of pages sometimes. Instead, these things would be fully vetted, and we'd find out really what's in them before they go into our Constitution.
Senator Hogue, I've heard some people say, you know, this is not what this is somehow circumventing the process of citizen-led initiated measure. I happen to like it because I think there needs to be some checks and balances on it. But some people don't like the fact that the legislature would have to have a check on this. I mean, Kim has explained what it would do pretty good, but talk to that for a minute. What do you say to somebody that thinks this is too much legislative involvement in the initiated measure process?
To constitutional initiated measures, there is no such thing as citizen-led because the past five of them have all been funded by out-of-state interests. Of those five, three out of five were 100% funded by out-of-state folks, meaning not $1 from one North Dakota resident supported these five constitutional measures, going back to the clean water, parks fund in 2014.
Measure 5, I think that one was, right? Yeah, just a huge tax grabs what that was, just get as much money as they could.
So the ones who have tried to have initiated constitutional measures that were in state were actually North Dakota folks, they didn't have the money to gather the signatures. And so they didn't get on the ballot. So, again, going back the last 6 years, five constitutional initiated measures, all five of them supported by out-of-state folks. So I would challenge the underlying assumption that with respect to constitutional measures, there is a citizen-led process going on out there. It's not happening.
Yeah, and it is unfortunate because I 100% agree with you. And Measure 3 that was just knocked down is a prime example, and hopefully the fact that will not be on the ballot will bring more focus to this question for citizens to weigh and decide what they want to do. Yet they are using our process. They're using our process. They're coming in, and these out-of-state dollars are funding them, but they're actually getting the signatures of North Dakotans. So, you know, how do you deal with that? I guess other than having this check from the legislature, right? Well, what would be the alternative?
Well, you know, back in 2018, we started exploring that, and we found out that we're constrained by the U.S. Constitution and by federal district court decisions. For example, you can't restrict. If people in other states want to spend their money on initiatives in this state, that's protected by the First Amendment. So you can't go there. You could try to, you know, for our first 25 years of our state, from 1889 up until 1914, we didn't have the initiated measure process. But I don't think anybody wants to go back to that. And so what of the states that have a constitutional amendment by the initiated measure process, the majority have some check. And the majority of those that do, the check is, okay, let's have public hearings through the legislative process and air these proposals out in public hearings with public testimony. And so the public gets an opportunity to see what's in the details.
And again, Kim, from that point, you know, then it goes to the people, right, after that that the details have been vetted out and they follow the disclosure and transparency rules. And, you know, if it still has an opportunity, even after the legislature rejects it, to go back to the people, right?
Well, right, Scott. And I think an important point to make is that, you know, I've heard this from several places. Well, this is just a power grab by the legislature. No, it's not. In fact, the legislature has no greater power if Measure 2 passes than it has right now. Under Measure 2, the people could still amend the Constitution without the legislature, but the legislature could never amend it without the people. All the legislature does is vet the issue. They have public hearings, they look at it, and they vote on it whether they like it or not. But that vote really has no standing, because if they approve it, it would have standing, and then it would become part of the Constitution. That could happen as early as 2 months after the measure's on the ballot, because, you know, our general elections take place in November. Let's say there's a measure on the ballot, and it passes in November under this restoration of our Constitution. Then it would go to the legislature in January when we go into session. And if the legislature said, yep, good idea, we agree, you saw what it was, and you agreed, you know, you thought it was a good idea, so do we, boom, vote on it, it's part of the Constitution.
I only have about a minute left here. I want to get in this call. Matt in Fargo, go ahead for our guests.
Hi, say, you may have already considered this, but, you know, along the lines of federal candidates who have to have a disclaimer at the end of their ad saying, you know, my name is so-and-so and I approve this message, can you require that on the any advertising for these initiated measures that it says, hi, this is so-and-so, chair of the committee, and blank percent of this ad or this campaign is funded by out-of-state interests, out-of-state donors?
Well, that's a great question. We could do that. What some states have done with the initiated measure process, they have required the folks that are circulating the petitions to wear an identification badge and to disclose on that badge that they are paid signature gatherers and who is paying them. And that has been held to be a valid imposition on the signature gathering process. We've never tried
that
in North Dakota. But
that's good. Transparency, disclosure.
One.
But yeah, those are two good ideas. Gentlemen, thanks. We'll do this before the election again, at least once, to make sure folks are aware of what's on the ballot. I always appreciate that, because that's the one thing people, until they get to the ballot box, don't necessarily pay a ton of attention to. So, Kim Koppelman, David Ho, thank you very much for the time on measure number two. More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get free t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $12, too, at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC Weather. It's a brand new Buick or a GMC, the 2020s, other than GMC Sierra LD and HD, have employee pricing. You pay what we pay, what they pay. Well, I guess I pay it too. We all pay what they pay. And right now, of course, that exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty, the best in the business, whether you're getting one of those 2020s, or one of the late model used cars with over 100 in stock pre-owned specials, GM program cars, low miles, payments as low as $199 a month. Shop, click, drive. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, I heard you talking about pool tables earlier. Tell me more. I think I was talking about billiards. Not pool. Never mind. Just a little joke.
What?
Little hoity-toity joke. Same thing.
God.
Brunswick billiards. Olhausen billiards. Those. That was really bad.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was talking about hot spring spas and pool tables, too. That's what you heard.
Pardon me. Okay? Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Yeah, exactly. So it's Brunswick. It is Olhausen, but it's a lot of... I mean, they have all kinds of game tables, the shuffleboard, I mean, a lot of really fun games, classic video games. Trust me, go in there and you'll say, do I want the hot tub? Do I want the sauna? How about the endless pool? Oh, what about this? Oh, the splash pool. Oh, billiards. They're all great. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, is what I was talking about to answer your question. Thanks for asking. And they are in West Fargo. They are in Bismarck. They are in Grand Forks. And they're on your computer, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.com. A 2 with the number 2. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, or call them at 844-200-7727. A couple other texts I'll get to in a moment here. And some more boat parades. We're getting a lot of folks doing the boat parades. We're going to have to do just like one giant post with all of them. You mentioned the one at Cormorant this weekend.
Cormorant. I saw one there's on the St. Croix, a huge one on the St. Croix River down between Minneapolis and Wisconsin.
We have the one on Beaver Bay, southeast of Tioga to White Earth. That's starting at noon Saturday. I just got one about Lake Chida on Saturday. That's at 12:45 Central Time. Farmers Union Camp, beach, offshore. Depart at the sound of the air horn. And boat safe. Okay, so there you go. That's going to be on Lake Chida. Please send us photos. We'll send them to the White House, okay? Also another one, Brown Springs, McKenzie Bay area to Skunk Bay. That's also on the 5th. That's Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Everyone welcome to join the parade. There you go. All right, let's talk about the census and the fear that going uncounted, for whatever reason, is no big deal. It's not no big deal. It is something you ought to fear. And to tell us more about that is our friend Pat Bert and Ernie. See, I use your reminder of how to pronounce your name, and then I just say Bert and Ernie. But Pat Bert and Ellie from the Watford. That works, from the Watford City Rough Rider Center. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing great today, Scott, and appreciate the opportunity to be on your show today.
Good to hear your voice. You and others have been a voice throughout this crunch time on the census to get counted, to remind people the cost of not being counted. This is what they need to consider if they think, I'm not going to mess with that. Somebody's knocking on my door. I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to go online. What do you fear most from that happening?
Well, currently right now we're sitting at over 150,000 households that need to be counted yet in the 2020 census. So I just want to give you a little bit of some statistics here. So North Dakota did, you know, a decent job in terms of self-reporting. So 60% of our households across the state self-responded. Of that remaining 40%, our door-to-door folks going out there, the enumerators, have finished 60% of that information. So they've done a tremendous job, but we still have a ton. We're in the fourth quarter here. September 30th is it. We're done. So really, I think the key message here is that, you know, for those of you that have not responded to the census, you're going to have people knocking on your door, and please answer your door. Those folks that are working on the numerator positions for the census, they live in your community, they work in your community, and they're out there, you know, hitting the pavement to make sure that our folks get counted. So just to give you an example, if we miss those 150,000 households, we lose out. North Dakota loses out on $7.25 billion of our apportioned federal funding. So this is no joke. And, you know, I've heard some people said, hey, I self-reported, but I still got somebody knocking on my door. I had that happen to me. I live in a relatively newer area. I did my census online, but I had somebody come in just last night and just verify our information. I've had somebody come over and say they can't get a hold of my neighbor and ask for information so that we can get that census information completed. So the big takeaway today is answer your door. And even if you think you've done it and all that other type of stuff, if somebody knocks on your door, they're verifying. It could be quality control. Could be a host of other things that we just need to make sure we get across that finish line and get everyone counted.
It's crunch time, you know. If it's, I haven't done it, but I want to do it, and I don't want to mess with somebody coming to the door, 2020census.gov, you can do it. It doesn't take long at all. Information is locked up for 20 years. I mean, it's
actually locked up, 72 years, Scott. Now, they can do the online version, but at this juncture, this late in the game, they are going to get somebody knocking on their door. There's no way to avoid that. But the information is completely confidential, it's safe, easy, and it remains private for 72 years. So no other government entity has access to that information.
Yeah, there's a link online that tells you all about it being safe and secure. So there you go. Get her done. Get her done in the days that remain. Thank you, Pat. Good to chat with you. Take care. We love Watford City.
Hey, amen. Thank you.
And love the Rough Rider Center, for sure. Brought to you in part today by our friends at ABM, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Go online to find out more about them. ABMnow.com for your printers and IMCs.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.